Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Da 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 da. Looks like, folks, it's Tom Lackabarrett Stewart on with Chris Hinckley and soon JJ Zapp. Don't cry. Don't panic. There's a lot of snowflakes out there at the moment. But YouTube is down. And there are internet disruptions, apparently, across the country. Welcome to the show, Chris. What's going on? Oh. He is not here. Okay, so we'll go to our ABC Action News piece. 9:45 p.m. YouTube has issued the following statement. Thanks for your reports about YouTube, YouTube TV, YouTube Music access issues. We're working on resolving this, and we'll let you know once fixed. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, and we'll keep you updated. So, previous story, trying to procrastinate for work on an upcoming exam might be a bit more challenging this evening, or trying to upload content that you've been working on all day, or any kind of reports. According to the Down Detector, the outage is being felt coast to coast by thousands of users. The report started coming in of YouTube's outage around 9:15 p.m. Tuesday. There is no word on when YouTube service will be restored. YouTube is the second most visited website on the internet. According to YouTube, it has 1 billion active users, making up almost one-third of the internet. So some on social media are not reacting to it too well. I just tweeted out on RTR Truth Media. Some gentleman who is absolutely having a hissy fit. I must admit I was rather shocked when a very good friend of mine, Catherine, sent me the message that this was going on. But apparently it's not just YouTube. We're having issues apparently internet wide. So Chris Hinckley is here with me tonight. How are you, Chris? What's going on?
Not too bad, Tom. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing better than some snowflakes erupting across the internet right now.
Yeah.
What's going on, you think?
It's real interesting. You know, Richie from Boston, his speculation when I think it's interesting. By the way, downrightnow.com is one of the sites that you can use to check, you know, uptime, and I don't think it's working either. I think it's failing. There's a lot of stuff that's failing, not just YouTube. And I think RT broke the story, if I'm not mistaken.
I have that here. It was October 11th. You know, yeah. I've come to not ignore, but I've come to see these articles about internet outages and stuff, and I kind of pass by them. I guess I shouldn't have passed by this one.
Well, it's interesting, you know, with the advent of machine learning and artificial intelligence and all the funky stuff that goes on with that, it's real interesting. So the story, you know, the way that ICANN tells the story, they're updating cryptographic keys for DNS. And, you know, when you really start to think about it, it's kind of like, I mean, not to jump around too much, but Steve Elkins was on the National Intel Report today, and he was talking about how Jamal Khashoggi was allegedly in town on divorce matters, which sounds really weird, you know. And it's kind of like this DNS deal where we have these cryptographic keys. It's the one thing on the planet that's unhackable. It would be the Holy Grail. If you're going to hack anything, you'd want to hack DNS keys, because if you can do that, then you can reroute traffic that is, you know, for example, traffic that would point to republicbroadcasting.org or RTR or wherever, and you could redirect it to your own servers for nefarious purposes, obviously. So these cryptographic keys are, you know, the Holy Grail that are unhackable. Anything, you know, I mean, Yahoo gets hacked, the federal government gets hacked, everybody gets hacked, but not the ICANN DNS keys.
Right.
And now suddenly we have all these problems, and Richie's speculation was it's probably some kind of an AI rollout on the web, and so we'd see anomalous stuff. And if you read the ICANN updates on stuff. You know, they had a press release yesterday. First root KSK rollout successfully completed, and they have the schedule and stuff. And
yeah, I'm looking at that right now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all kind of weird, you know. I think there's definitely something fishy going on.
Huh. Yeah, it says October 15th from ICANN, Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, has determined that the first ever changing of the cryptographic key that helps protect the domain name system, DNS, has been completed with minimal disruption of the global Internet. It was the first time the key had been changed since it was first put into use in 2010. So that's interesting. Well, that very well may be what's going on.
And then they have that whole schedule thing. If you down at the bottom of that page, there's that ICANN.org/KSK roll, the root KSK rollover schedule, and it's, you know, again, you look at the schedule and it just doesn't quite add up, you know. So news, October 11, DNSSEC root KSK was successfully rolled over, and there's no update since then, but now we have the first KSK rollover successfully completed, which seems like big news, but it's not in the schedule. So, you know, if you really dig into this schedule, it's kind of weird, and it seems reactionary. Like in this case, there's no news announcement on the root zone KSK rollover update for the thing that you just read, which you would think would be big news.
Yeah.
And it's not there.
No, it's not there at all. That's very interesting. So, well, you know, getting back to the RT article, for people out there that may not be understanding this, we talked about the article, but let's just rip through it real quick. It's an important measure to ensure a secure, stable, and resilient DNS, according to the Communications Regulatory Authority. To further clarify, some Internet users might be affected if their network operators or Internet service providers have not prepared for this change. I don't know what they would have to do to prepare for this change, but...
Right, exactly. More mystery.
Let's just throw it back onto the ISP providers.
Right.
Doesn't seem very nice. Anyway, however, this impact can be avoided by enabling the appropriate system security extensions, it said. Right. I would think that if it could, then YouTube, of all the second popular, most popular website on the Internet, would have done so. Well, we're speculating, of course, but analysts from the mobile research group Eldar Mortzin explained that Internet users may face some difficulties within 48 hours. There may be problems with access to some resources and slow loading of Internet pages. Some users may have problems with access to the network if they used an outdated provider. ICANN has already carried out some preliminary tests that showed the key replacement process would create minimal problems. Why are they fixing something that doesn't seem to be broke?
Exactly. Again, which is why I think Richie's speculation is well-founded. And I didn't say it quite the way he said it, but I don't disagree. I think, you know, like you said, why are you fixing something that's not broken? And, I mean, again, everything gets hacked these days, but not the holy grail of DNS. So... if it's not broke, you know, if it hasn't been updated since 2010, then why the sudden, not just urgency, but why the sudden hullabaloo, basically?
Yeah, it just doesn't seem to make sense. I would, you know, I also am a, I watch Richie's stuff. He's been on my show too. And, you know, people think, oh, you know, he's out there. Yeah, you think he's out there, huh? Uh-huh. Okay. You can think that if you want to. Yeah. What, man? That dude, when he hits the nail on the head, he hits it squarely.
Yeah, and I have told him before, I appreciate his unvarnished approach to things. I usually try to couch things in slightly more genteel terminology, maybe. And he just, you know.
he slams it with the sledgehammer. I know. I love the
kind of like you, actually. So
yeah, a little bit. Yeah, kind of, sort of. I can see that. Yeah, we did a piece. We were talking about 5G and the incredible dangers of. I mean, I just, when I actually sat down and watched Tom Fitton in that presentation that he did, where, you know, he's get out of the way of technology. We basically, you know, we have no time for regulation or any kind of research or any kind of oversight. Just get out of the way of it. Like, it was a threat. I mean, I literally took that as a threat for any.
Well, it's a $19 trillion market. So, I mean, shoot, man. Anyway, yeah. It's all about money. Anyway.
I'm not really caring. I don't want to be anywhere near that. They're talking about the short signals that can be bounced off of walls, and dude, like,
yeah.
If Orwell only knew.
yeah.
Oh my God, you know, and I, all of this stuff that used to sound so crazy, so absolutely nuts, like 10 years ago. Has not only mostly come true, but is so far past what many people were saying it was going to be right now.
Well, it's pretty freaky. I remember late, gosh, what was it, 2015? I want to say 2015 or 2016. Pretty sure it was 2015 when YouTube Google Translate. Added, I was just going to check it real fast. Google Translate added machine learning
go ahead and look that up, Chris. We can plug in that we're doing a promotion for a raffle to win a computer if you go to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com. Hit the donate button and donate $25 or more, and you get your name in the hat. Literally, we're going to do this on a video so you can see us draw the name out. And it's a $500 computer that you have a chance to win for a $25 donation. And then also, if you want to be involved in our program, you can go hit the chat room at that same location, rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com. And if you have reasonable discourse in the chat room with us, we'll be happy to address your questions live on air. So come join us in the chat room, which is resurrecttherepublic.chattango.com, or go to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com and jump in the chat room and join us.
Or rtrtruthmedia.com.
There you go.
Yep. We finally got the domain attached to it. Yeah, so folks, for every $25 that you spend, by the way, you get one ticket in the raffle for that computer. So if you send us $100, you get 4 tickets in the jar. We will be doing the drawing when we reach our goal of $1,000. We'll be doing the drawing live, live stream, Facebook live stream, on video and above board. So brand new computer, and you'll get to choose your operating system as well. So if it comes with Windows 10 and you'd prefer Windows 7, the gentleman who is offering this as a incentive for people to donate is a master at computers, and he can take that operating system and he can upload Windows 7 to a brand new computer for you. But I assure you, it'll be brand new, name brand, no Bobet brand, no frills brand. It'll be a name brand computer for every $25 you donate. Okay, so let's get back to the global internet outage. Let's see, this is October 11th. What do you have there, Chris? Anything?
I was just going to finish that thought real fast if I
could.
Go ahead,
please. Yeah, go ahead.
The AI stuff, you know, it's getting real. I mean, we've talked about artificial intelligence and machine learning for a while. But I don't think, you know, people really understand. I kind of, you know, work in, I'm a web guy by trade. So, right. To put some of that stuff in perspective, I remember, I think it was September 2016 when the original article started rolling out. I can't find the one that I was looking for because it was the one that really creeped me out when it came to artificial intelligence and machine learning. And Google's big library is TensorFlow. So folks can go to TensorFlow.org and see, you know, you can plug this library into your code base and do all kinds of things. So some of the things that have happened back in September of 2016, Google announced that the Translate platform had incorporated machine learning and artificial intelligence library, basically. And what happened was what they had programmed Translate traditionally to translate unilaterally. In other words, like one-to-one, English to German, German to English, English to Spanish, Spanish to English. And they plugged in the artificial intelligence library, and within about 2 weeks, the code base decided that the most expedient way to translate would be to invent its own language. And it did that all by itself. No one programmed that.
Oh, nice.
Which was super creepy to me. And so that's the kind of stuff that you have going on. And so when you start thinking about that, and if people want to get an idea, I mean, there are all kinds of like YouTube channels, if YouTube comes back up. Haha. But
hey,
Daniel Schiff.
I checked BitChute, by the way. BitChute is working.
Right. Right on. So Daniel Schiffman is a guy who runs a channel called The Coding Train. It's fun. It's like the Coding Rainbow kind of thing. It's a goofy, silly channel, but he does really complex stuff, and he does a lot of machine learning stuff. And you can see you can watch him. Folks can watch Daniel Schiffman. Go to like thecodingtrain.com, and you can follow him there on his YouTube channel and stuff. But you can see that he'll use machine learning libraries, and in 10 minutes, he'll write a program that is basically thinking for itself, so to speak, which is kind of creepy. And plugging in something like the TensorFlow library or others. And so to put this in perspective and to sort of connect, you know, from that to, for example, Richie's speculation about artificial intelligence, you know, monkeying around on the web. If they're going to do like a big rollout, for example, you know, I don't know, CIA is going to test something or whatever, NSA, NRO, whatever. Right. If you can program software incorporating artificial intelligence, if you can program it to look for vulnerabilities and target vulnerabilities, if it can identify them, then it can write an exploit for those basically real time, and then it can go out and try to deploy that exploit real time, if that makes sense. So you have software like combing code bases, like Windows 10, for example, for a vulnerability, and if it finds one, immediately can write an exploit and immediately can deploy that interwebs wide.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
And you know, we could write that program, we could sell it on the dark web, and then we could sip on umbrella drinks while people deploy our little bots that go out and target Windows 10 and deploy exploits.
Jeez.
So that's why, for example, Windows 10 is Windows as a service now. It's Windows, like, you don't have the button anymore to be able to do your own updates.
Right. Folks, we'll be right back with Chris Hinckley, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, the flood down in Texas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio Broadcast. RTR, Truth Media Reloaded. Tom Lackabarra-Stewart with J.J. Zapp. And kind of sitting in on this, riding this interesting wave of internet activity or inactivity, as it were, is Chris Hinckley. Now, we were talking about some interesting things when we went to break. You want to pick up where you left off there?
Yeah. Gosh.
I may have spoken too soon about BitChute as well.
I think there's some strange stuff going on. So, you know, I mean, I ended with the Windows 10 thing, and that's why.
Well, we were talking about how this also might be. Yeah, we're taking callers. This may be a psyop a little bit,
right,
to see how people would react. This is the number two site that is mainly affected that just goes out, and now coming across the internet slowly are stories of people having snowflake hissy fits. I mean, really seriously, pounding on tables and crying, and it's almost like one of those liberal SJW videos, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I said a companion story to the PSYOP that you're talking about is, because, you know, we see those things every once in a while, like testing. It seems like there's a testing of, you know, what will the response be? Because, I mean, we live in that Skinner box society. We live in the Norbert Wiener cybernetic totalist, you know, technocratic nightmare we call America. But yeah. Scientific dictatorship, as Bertrand Russell referred to it. But a companion PSYOP story is the, you know, climate change will affect beer prices story, I think. So I think, you know, in simple terms, it's
that'll people get their aren't. Attention.
Yeah, people aren't upset enough, you know, because you got middle America going, well, as long as I got my beer and my football, then, and, you know, now there are stories like earlier today, CBS Philly, price of beer could double in next few decades, research shows. NBC News, why climate change will make beer lovers hopping mad, haha. Yeah. And Gizmodo yesterday, drink beer while you can still afford it. So, basically, you know, if you want to get football watchers all mad about climate change, you just tell them it's going to affect their beer prices.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. That'll do it, Bernie. That's it. Yeah. We got to vote. We got to vote for Barack Obama again.
Yeah. Barack, I miss you. I want my Obama phone back.
Oh, God. Jeez. That's just. I know that that sounds ridiculous, but it's not. I mean, it really isn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, if I could, yeah. What was the quote that Aaron and Melissa Dykes opened their recent video?
Oh, God.
It was Charles Mackey. And, you know, if I could pull up the YouTube video. Anyway.
And we got a caller, it looks like.
Yeah, I know. I see that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a couple callers. I don't want them to wait online too long. Hang on a second. We have we have a whole bunch of callers. People can't watch YouTube. Okay, Rhonda in Missouri, Gayer, you're on.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Chris. How are you guys doing?
Oh, good.
Good.
Just sitting back, riding the wave of interest here.
Okay, I listen to Chris's show all the time, and I got to say, I just looked up. I mean, you guys said YouTube is offline, and I'm not. I have like minimal technical skills, so I don't even have a cell phone. So, Chris, I'm right on board with you. If I was in that meeting and they said raise your hand, and they told people that have a cell phone that they're a cyborg, I would not even be one.
Yeah,
'cause I don't have one. But that was awesome. Awesome. That was awesome. Yeah. I am minimal technology. I listen to RBN, and I do use the computer for my work because I work remotely, but that's about it. And I rarely go to YouTube, and I wouldn't have known that it was offline if I hadn't heard it. But when I did go to YouTube and it said contact YouTube, one thing that I was confused about, and you guys might be able to explain this, is when I called the number that said YouTube contact support, it said something about Google. Are they related? I didn't know they were.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
YouTube is owned by Google.
They have YouTube is subsumed by Google, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Here's something else that's kind of funny is that, you know, I wanted to do is get to a customer support person. So I usually get some success when I press 0 for the operator. So I pressed 0 and it kept talking to me. So I just held on the 0 for like, I don't know, 30 seconds, kept pressing it. And then I came back to whatever it was going to say, and it said adios, and I didn't appreciate that at all.
Well, hang on. Adios? Hang on 1 second. Hang on 1 second. Hang on to the other side of this break. We have to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Just hang on there, Ron. Ron, I'm sorry about that. Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $500, it is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, rose the sea of years.
Welcome back. Resurrect.
We are live.
Where did that come from?
Resurrect Republic. Okay, that threw me for a loop. I heard somebody say something. Okay, Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, you're on. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. So, Chris, I listen to your show all the time, sometimes a little late, but I know you play a lot of Aaron and Melissa Dykes. What is that thing you always say? I know it's something where you go from something to wearables to implantables. What is the
first
thing?
Scott Klosowski said that at the digital transformation, and the gaming summit? I want to say the YouTube video is titled Scott Klosowski: Digital Transformation of Humanity and Gaming, and that was back in 2016. And Scott Klosowski is one of the folks. He's one of those propaganda ministers, I guess you could say, that's going around with these gaming conventions and stuff. And he's the guy who said, it sounds crazy, but we're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. And then he reiterated that. Yeah, mobile to wearables to implantables.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I couldn't remember because I was like listening to your show and I was like, there is no way that I'm going to go any further. And I'm a recruiter and I can tell you this has totally messed up because the torch, if you will, has been passed to the next generation. And I can't tell you how much negatively it has affected my business because people don't want to talk anymore. It's just horrific.
Yeah.
I love talking on the phone. I love talking to people on the phone. I can't get people to call me back. It's like, text me. So you use LinkedIn. You do text. It's ridiculous. It's like, do you want this job or don't you? Let's talk, shall we? Let's have a conversation. Well, it's ridiculous. Makes me crazy. But
We all know the stories of, you know, the cliche now of people being in a group at like a restaurant and everyone's on their phones and they all have to be told to put their phones away or in the middle of the table and whoever grabs their phone first pays the bill or whatever, stupid stuff like that. But, you know, you think of like John Wesley's quote, what one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. And, gosh, I totally lost my train of thought. Maybe it'll come back to me in a second. I apologize, guys.
Well, whatever happens here with YouTube, you know, they get some loyal users. Now, I'm not one because I don't really. The only thing I'm loyal to is RBN.
Well, bless you for that.
So,
right, and I've talked to you, Tom, before. But go ahead.
I was just going to say, to your point, I read an article. This was the thing. So the, you know, like you're saying, this next generation, we think it's. I mean, you know, the last couple of generations probably look at us strange. I'm sure. I know that my grandparents did, but these kids, you know, we look at them and you can't even look up before you get run over. I mean, what's wrong with you? And you know, the things that like Simon Sinek has said about the addiction to technology and how it's more addictive than heroin. We give the keys to the alcohol cabinet to the kids with social media and stuff. But, you know, John Wesley, what one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. It seems like the kids have embraced that. But I read an article this morning about how even though the median coder salary is around $100 an hour, the skills – we hear all about the STEM curriculum stuff, but the skills – that are going to be valued, this guy says, are what you're talking about, the social interaction, the person-to-person interaction that seems to be the lost art these days.
You know, that's funny you should say that because you know how everything old is new again?
Yeah.
And I've always said this because we're not doing well right now in this industry because I didn't used to be, but I'm very social. And I think it's important, and my philosophy on recruiting is, and I'll give it away for free because some people fall across my desk, you know, and I just want to make two people happy union, you know what I mean? So you need a job. I have a company that has a need, and I will put you guys together, and I don't care if I get paid. I just, what I want, and that's the thing, Chris, is that it's about service, isn't it? It's you want to, and you can't give something away for nothing. So what I mean by that is if you do give something away for nothing, they're going to feel, and that's what it's all about. It's you made a good union with employee and employer, and they can't not remember you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that is what I love. I love putting together two people and, you know, whatever. You're not going to pay me because you're cheap. I mean, the recruiting industry's gotten nuts. Stupid. Because nobody wants to talk anymore. But what I want to say about this whole YouTube thing, and then I'll let you go, is that, you know, I feel sorry for people that rely on it for everything. Because like you said, I don't personally have a cell phone, but I know what you're talking about. I've gone places. I tried to engage in conversation, and I can't because they got their nose in their cell phone. And I'm like, I feel bad for them, you know, and I will never be that person. I will never be that person. But, Chris, I totally enjoy your program because, you know, while you say you might get a little religious, you are my sermon
on Sunday.
There's
nothing wrong with
that. No, I love it.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's awesome.
I love your broadcast, and while I've never called into it, I love your broadcast, Chris, because, you know, and I wrote to John, I said, I like you because, I said, the sign of intelligence is when somebody is speaking and it's their, you know, they're in charge and they can pause because they don't want to say something before they're ready. And I said, that is Chris Hinckley. He's awesome. So I love your broadcast, and I love it when you get into the scriptures. I love it because I don't go to church on Sunday for several reasons. So you're my church Sunday broadcast. Every day you get into those sermon kind of things, but you're very you enlighten me, and you're very intelligent, and I do appreciate it. But going, and I'll leave you with this. I'm sorry I'm taking so much time, but going back to the whole YouTube thing, I think that if people just get outraged enough, eventually they'll go to the alternative sites. Like, I know I heard Mike Adams started something, you know. I don't know what his capabilities are, but he started a website. So if we leave these corporatism or whatever you call it, these huge corporations, like I told you in the beginning, I didn't know that YouTube had a part with Google, and then I'm like pressing zero and I get adios. I said, I don't think so. I don't want that. I don't want adios. I want hello or goodbye, you know? That is not too much to ask. I mean, that's the other thing. They blur the lines between all that stuff. And you know you're in trouble when you take a survey and you have to press 2 for English, if you know what I mean. You have to press 2 for English. That's ridiculous. But anyway,
don't forget people that are listening, don't forget to press 9 to hang up, too. So,
but people that are listening to this, you guys, have to realize that we need to take down that corporatism. We have so much money that we can control you. We need to use alternative sites, and if everybody would shut off their Facebook and go to these alternative sites for their information, and they're picking it up really quick. You know, I mean, I know DuckDuckGo started a little bit of, you know, they're not really that far behind the eight ball, if you will. Then we can put these people out of business. Don't use Google. I never had a Gmail account. Well, I did just for one thing because you sign into certain things and you need one, but never use Gmail. But if everybody would do that, we could, you know, the Americans have the power, if you will. I mean, if everybody just got on the same page, they would, their stock, I mean, gosh, you know, their stock would crash so hard. And people would go other places.
You'd have to offer them a beer or a football game to get everybody on the same page.
Isn't that stupid? You know, and all I got to say is pray for those people. We got to pray for those people, you guys. You've got to pray for them because they are lost. They are lost souls. And, Chris, I want to ask you a question about something I had a long time ago. I had an incident a long time ago. And I might call into your show another time. It's totally separate from this, but I took an ethics class, just to sum it up, and I'll keep it brief, but I took an ethics class, and I almost got an F, because I used the Bible for a death penalty question, and I almost got an F in the class, and then somehow I redeemed myself. But it's a complicated, everything's complicated, isn't it?
What's your question?
Well, I wrote about the problem with society, and, you know, I have a heart for people. I really do. And when they go, and, like, remember the Carla Faye Tucker story? And I just was like, that's the whole premise of my thing. It was like, you have to pick whatever they want you to pick. But I picked the death penalty question, and I tried to make the argument that when you let somebody sit on death row for 10 years and they become a Christian and then you kill them, that breaks my heart. It just breaks my heart. Now, I'm glad that they, you know, found Jesus.
Rhonda, Can you ask your question? Yeah. We have two other callers that are waiting. I don't mean to rush it on, but...
Well, I was going to say real quick that, Chris, I was going to ask you that question if I ever got to call into your show, but I kind of catch it late sometimes. But is that, you know, how do you deal with that when, you know, you put somebody on death row and then you wait so long, and that's why I almost got an F in that class. You wait so long that when you do put them to death, and they did put her to death, she had an opportunity to convert to Christianity, and she did, and then you're killing the Christian. You're not murdering the killer, you're murdering the Christian. And that's my philosophy. It just breaks my heart to see that. You know, I'm glad that they let her convert, but it's just ridiculous how long they wait for that. Anyway, I'll let you get to your other callers then. You know what I mean, though?
Yeah. Definitely, and you should call in. We should talk about that, because that's not a simple, you know. My simple answer would be as the spirit leads, and that's a discussion we'll have to unpack. So,
yeah.
Okay, I'll call into your show then. But anyway, thank you for taking my call, Tom.
Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you for calling. You're always welcome.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, I believe we might have time to take one before the next break. William in Montana. William, you're on Resurrect the Republic.
Good evening, Tom and Chris.
Good evening. Good evening. Tom, Chris, and Zap.
Good evening.
Good evening. You know, the whole idea of demanding special security measures, you know, for a website, you know, we're trying to upgrade the websites so that they're more secure, that's just another censoring device, a way of saying, well, you know, the site you were looking for, we just doesn't come up to our standards for security, and, you know, maybe we can direct you to a safer site, you know, like Cute Kittens of the World or something like that. You know, forget about what you were actually looking for. And then, you know, this whole... You know, what we have to remember is that, you know, we collectively, with our clicks and our searches and our effort and our honesty, we're actually making these machine tools smarter and more insidious. You know, we're supplying the connectivities, we're supplying the big data, you know, one bit of big data. And, you know, so we're refining this. And, you know, as I've mentioned on Chris's shows many times, you know, I've never registered for Facebook or Twitter or, you know, I've never owned a cell phone. You know, and I'm not a Luddite, although I do live out in the boonies of Montana. You know, I'm not a Luddite. I spend a lot of time on the computer. I used to be a programmer. I even used to be a programmer in neural networks a long, long time ago, you know, 35 years ago. And so I know this stuff, but I have taught myself to get disengaged. And one of the things, I mean, this little exercise, I mean, what a great opportunity to learn how to do without. You know, if you walk away from this, you may think you're walking away from a lot, but I can tell you that there are a lot of other structures that are being developed, especially in communities out here in the boonies of Montana, that are very vibrant, very robust, and they don't have a digital expression. You know, so we're not playing into this. We're not becoming a part of big data. We're not teaching them how to control us better. We basically are opaque. We're basically not seen. I don't believe that we escape, you know, surveillance or escape being a part of this. But you don't have to, you know, sell the whole thing to them for free. And I think that, you know, one of the things that I see in the communities that I'm working with is that, you know, what happens if the internet went away? How do you communicate? You know, what other methods of communication do you have? And what happens when you can't look up something, when you can't go to a YouTube to find out, You know, I have friends that live way out in the boonies, and they're putting together paper libraries. You know, they buy all these books that they can, and they have a library, and there's like six or seven of them here in the mountains of Montana. And all of these people are very aware of exactly what they're doing. You know, they all believe, like, many of them don't even use the YouTube or the Internet, but they all know that eventually this stuff is either going to be totally controlled or it's going to be non-existent, and life must go on. So, you know, to develop these parallel processes that allow us to do our life, I think, is a really good way to deal with all this.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think the answer to both of you and Rhonda's call before is the exact same one, and it has been going through my mind the whole time, and that is, life is rich when you are in service of others. You don't need anything else. You need your heart and your action, and life is rich. It's that simple. And yeah, if it goes away, it's not going to bother me. I live in the country, and I was splitting firewood all day, so...
Excellent.
Yes,
idea.
I understand what you're talking about. Anyway, that's my
concern. I mean, you know, why would anyone think carrying around a device that can record audio and video and track your location and track who you're talking to, what you're talking about, why would anyone think that that was going to end well? You know? So,
yeah,
anyway.
It's so crazy.
Thanks for the discussion.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is crazy. What if we did lose all of these social media platforms? We were just talking about that, you know, just a little while ago. How would people react? And is this YouTube thing, is this part of ICANN, or is it part of a greater psychological test to see how people will deal with losing one of their main go-to sources? There are other little interruptions here and there, but they don't seem to be major, and they don't seem to be as, you know, permanent. And you know, some of these other things, like to the archives and stuff, Chris, I can see that. But YouTube going down worldwide is a little bit different than us having squirrely archives.
Sure.
You know, yeah, I don't know. I just have a weird feeling about that.
The archive should be operating properly now, by the way, for anyone interested, but anyway.
I think you also have to look at just how big this thing called Alphabet. You know, when we say, oh, Google, well, Google is Google, it's Google Maps, it's YouTube, it's Chrome, it's Android, it's big data. It's become a gigantic organism that tracks everything, and that's what it was designed from the very beginning, and it's just coming into its own. It's not about, you know, a search engine. It's not about showing you how to, you know, the fastest route to get to grandma's house. It's there to track everything. I remember having a conversation with a man by the name of Gregory Bateson, and he said, you know, eventually we will have the mechanism of recursiveness that can focus on showing how patterns indicate what connects to what. And when we're able to do that, that will be control. You know, we will be able to tell you where you're going to be next week before you even know that you're going to be there next week. And that's what they're shooting for. And I think that's all, you know, that's what we're seeing. And the idea that, you know, Zuckerberg was a coding genius that wrote 40,000 lines of code one weekend is ridiculous.
I don't believe that.
That was NSA from the very
beginning.
Mike
is telling me, this just in, Mike is telling me that it looks like at least YouTube is partially restored. According to The Verge, we haven't tested it yet, but that's the latest, ladies and gentlemen. I don't mean to make you bail to go test, but
live in the chat room, Mer said the same thing. YouTube's back in the chat room. Yes. Mer said that.
I'm uploading.
Yeah,
I'm
reloading. I just confirmed it. It's
yep,
back.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Well, so, thank you, guys.
Very,
keep up the good
that's
work.
That's very interesting. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem. Those, thank you for calling. Yes, very interesting. Very interesting. A little outage. You had some snowflakes react. Most of us level-headed people went, eh.
Most likely case scenario for the zombie apocalypse I've seen yet.
Right? Right? I saw
if
people
Facebook,
pounding on
like
table.
You said in the break, if Facebook and all of them disappear at once, then what are we going to have? I said zombie apocalypse. And then, yeah, absolutely.
I'm actually glad this happened because, you know, the one thing that I haven't done, and I can say this now because I'm going to do it tomorrow, is I'm going to call up all of my friends and get their physical address, like different people that have moved that I've stayed in touch with on the internet. But, you know, I wouldn't know how to drive to their house, right? I think it's time that, you know, there was also a friend of mine that was going to throw out this chestful of maps from all over the country. And I said, dut, 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 dut. Hold on to that.
Right. Add in Google Maps to the mix of Facebook and YouTube and all of them going away. And then you'd have people driving in circles trying to figure out how to get out of their house.
Yeah, man. Can you imagine going to GPS? I can picture this. Some 20-some-year-old millennial. Mom, I don't know how to go to the gas station. My GPS isn't working.
And, yes, and those millennials are full-grown adults now. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, unbelievable. And, you know, so speaking of that, two things. You know, you juxtapose that with anybody who's read, you know, anything Mark Twain wrote, you know, Adventures of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, for example, and just the rugged, you know, like we were talking about, time to get out and, you know, get some dirt on it a little bit. And get some calluses on your hands and stuff like that. And I am always reminded of Santayana. You know, the quote is paraphrased. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. But it was broader than that. He was talking about this issue of infantilism that we suffer from, or what Jaron Lanier and others have referred to as juvenilia. But he said, progress far from consisting in change depends on retentiveness. When change is absolute, there remains no being to improve and no direction is set for possible improvement. And when experience is not retained, as among savages, infancy is perpetual. And that's when he wrote, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. So,
Roxanne, I think Chris, I don't mean to cut you off. We're going into a break. Roxanne in Texas, you hang on there. We're going to get to you at the top of the next hour. Folks, we'll be right back with Chris Hinckley, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. Sorry about that, Chris.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.